Let's call this one Oh, Woe Is Us. Walt Kelly is most remembered for his comic strip published more than a half century ago. Its central figure, Pogo, campaigning to fight world pollution, made an incisive statement that still rings true. You remember it. We have met the enemy, and he is us. It's about money. As the golden rule has become twisted, them who have the gold rule. Jim Schlossnagel's leaving Texas A&M to lead the baseball program at the University of Texas provides additional supporting data, but most financial implications of his move are far beyond his remuneration. Hurt to the core minutes after playing for the National Baseball Championship, he committed two colossal errors in a news conference. They were the kind that would have resulted in bench management if his players had made such goofs. Further, it would have been a better part of wisdom if he had omitted his passionate heart and soul description of his efforts in College Station. Millions of others are equally committed without $1.35 million annual compensation. And on the interview, to be fair, at his first UT news conference, his first order of business was to offer an apology to the reporter he had offended hours earlier. That said, he's a great coach, proven, committed, successful, and yes, well compensated. But additional wants projected for the future at Texas A&M already are in place at UT. Perhaps most importantly, his long friendship with the UT athletic director, with whom he had worked during his tenure at TCU, had much to do with his decision. Texas A&M is a great university, and most Aggies are good folks. Understandably, many of them feel stunned and left out to dry by Schlossnagel's departure. As my Uncle Mort said the other day, they're probably designing a bubblehead doll of Schlossnagel, perhaps with a needle for Aggie fans who may choose voodoo responses. He points out that bubbles that usually float skyward when the Aggies score can also burst unexpectedly or drift aimlessly off course. Now back to Pogo. We are the enemy because we have shown TV giants that we have insatiable sports appetites. TV has responded accordingly. It calls the shots. The NCAA carries them out, and the public buys in. It's that simple. We should not blame Schlossnagel. His decision, untimely as it was, simply focuses on what big-time sports have become. When we hear it's not the money, it's the principle of the thing, we can be sure of this. Mostly it's the money, whether salary, facilities, or equipment. Big-time college sports are out of control. They're a mess. Trustees and regents should work toward the reestablishment of sports being an important part of higher education. For the real heavyweights in college sports, let them go their way. The rest could then get on with what intercollegiate athletics should be about. But trustees and regents won't do it. Back to Schlossnagel. Stephen Stevenson wrote a definitive piece for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It clears up many details, most of which are believable and even understandable. I fondly recall when sports were important in higher education, but not the tail wagging the dog like at so many places these days. Two of my all-time coaching favorites were Baylor's Grant Taff and Texas A&M's R.C. Slocum, both long viewed as legends. The former spent 21 years at Baylor, first paid $25,000 annually, finally getting $50,000 in his final year. I once asked Slocum about his agent. His sharp response was, "I never had an agent." Alas, things have changed. The Aggies are grimacing, devoid of national championships in football, basketball, and baseball since 1939. My mind flits back to a quarter century ago when there were instances of Texas' two flagship universities cooperating. One example involved Dr. Kenneth Ashworth, the former Texas Commissioner of higher education who survived five governors and 11 legislatures. Upon retiring from full-time public service, he taught weekly doctoral classes at both UT and at Texas A&M. His business cards were printed in maroon on one side and burnt orange on the other. Don Newberry, till next time.